This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, anytime you make a web gym play like that, that's, you know, that's what you play the game for. That's a lot of fun to be able to make a play like that for the team, help us, you know, win the game and everything like that.
That was Heston Kerstad talking about his great defensive play, robbing Angel Martinez of extra bases and also robbing the Guardians of two runs because there were runners on first and second. Two outs in the sixth inning. Statcast numbers on that catch, Jason. 60% catch probability, 27.7 feet per second sprint speed. And he got a great jump on it and ended up coming down with it. And we talk a lot about Heston Kerstad's shortcomings in the field, yep. And rightfully so, but that was a hell of a play in a big moment.
Yes, it was. And that'll be huge for his confidence moving forward. And if they would just let him play every day, he's someone who could have benefit the most from them moving that fence in offensively and defensively, but they've got to be committed to that. And look, I think the deck stacked against him. We all think if Kalzer didn't get hurt, he would already be back in Norfolk. I have liked what I've seen from him. I haven't seen enough from him. I mean, has he played 3 straight games yet this season? I don't think he started 3 straight games all season. And if they think O'Neill, I mean, look, I don't wish ill upon anybody, but I'm glad O'Neill's not in the lineup tonight. I hope O'Neill's not in the lineup tomorrow. I don't care who the pitcher is. I don't care how much they're paying him.
He started 3 straight games once. He started the entire Diamondbacks series. That's it.
Okay. So that needs to change. I like when he situationally just goes the other way and keeps the line moving, but there's got to be a lot of pressure on him at age 26 to be hitting home runs, to be doing damage, and you can only control what you can control. The underlying numbers for him in this small sample size are crazy. He's in the 99th percentile in launch angle sweet spot in all of Major League Baseball, 99th percentile. He's in the 82nd percentile in hard hit rate. He's in the 78th percentile of barrels. His average exit velocity is in the 81st percentile. His expected slug, 74th percentile. His expected batting average, 73rd percentile. You can live with missteps in the outfield if a guy is mashing. Could they please just give him the opportunity to find? If Colton Kowser's back 4 weeks from now and we still are only looking at one or two stretches where Heston Kerstad played an entire series, like, if I represent Heston Kerstad, I'm like, get me out of here.
Trade me.
Like, if you don't want to, like, you eventually traded Stowers, you eventually traded Norby, trade me.
This is just such a huge year for him and for the organization in determining what they have in him. And this is the perfect opportunity. It's the perfect runway where with Kowser on the shelf, and Kowser was going to play pretty much every single day, Heston needs to play pretty much every single day. And I was fired up yesterday in the open when he wasn't in the lineup. And then you put him in against Klasse, who just throws gas. I understand this is minor league sample size, but he had a 764 OPS last year, the entire season in the minors against left-handed pitching. That is far from embarrassing himself. Let him prove that he can or cannot hit left-handed pitching at the major league level. This isn't the same excuse you can use for a Jackson Holliday, for example. Oh, he's a 21-year-old kid. You don't want to over... He's 26 years old. This is not a prospect anymore. This is an MLB player.
I mean, I can't believe... I take that back. I totally believe it because I know who we're dealing with. But it is impossible. It is ridiculous that we're having this same conversation with the kid that they... It's not like they inherited him from another regime. They took him second overall in a COVID year where you didn't have as much of a chance to see the kids. They thought the bat, the power bat, was that special. Well, anybody who knows anything about baseball knows if that's what the kid's calling card is, then you've got to give him an opportunity to actually get on a heater. You've got to look at the underlying metrics and say, my God, what if we got him 5 at-bats every night? Some of this would tell us these balls are going to start banging off walls. These balls are going to start going over walls. Like, it's not like he's not hitting the ball in the air. Launch angle sweet spot, 99th percentile. 52% of the time, he goes to the batter's box. He has a launch angle sweet spot contact that would portend damage. So why isn't it happening every day?
And that's where it gets back to the human element that you bring up a lot, Jason, where... Ramon Laureano, and hey, he went yard for the first time yesterday, and hats off to... He's not part of your future. You need to determine...
He shouldn't be a part of your present. Well, yeah, present if you knew what you were doing.
Oh, that's the whole other story. But you need to determine Heston Kerstad in the short and long term, and that's why you need to give him consistent at-bats, and that's not something you can punch into a calculator and have the Wizards cast their spells and the Warlocks do whatever they do.
The thing that really at the core of this that must make anybody sick who's invested in this and paying attention, they're going to greater lengths to find opportunities for the middling borderline hacks they brought in from other organizations. O'Neill is not a baseball player. He's a right-handed hitting DH and who should only really be facing lefties. Laureano is a 4A player at this stage. He's basically Austin Slater. And Sanchez has never been a good catcher, and like whatever, they think he's going to hit home runs against them. So they're more worried about finding opportunities to make themselves look smart for wasting money on those mooks than they are actually giving a runway to kids who should be the present and the future, and they're everything. Like, how is Heston Kerstad not being treated like a potential jewel? Why is he being treated like Kyle Stowers?
We're gonna
who
ask-
you took in the third round, 71st overall.
We're gonna
who
ask-
got a raw deal.
We're going to ask Ben McDonald this question at 4 o'clock. Heston Kerstad, do you need to play him pretty much every single day? And also, what was the difference for Mean Dean last night after a rough start the prior time out? Ben McDonald's going to tell us that at the top of the hour, but we're going to switch gears, get into the Ravens on the other side. Six-pack time. The six Ravens that are on the hot seat as we are exactly 1 week away from the draft. 2 weeks from last Thursday. And we're going to give you the list next on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.